When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of people weighing in on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. We'll get to some of your thoughts in just a second, but everybody...
Are people happy?
Everybody's very frustrated right now. Someone said, all caps, clown operation, perfectly said. They were yesterday. They've been a clown operation the whole time. Don't get it twisted, but yesterday, that was a clown operation on all sides, on all facets of the game yesterday.
You let Amy Adams Strunk come in and basically say, oh, we own this now,
yeah,
too.
Man. That was, yeah, that's, oh, man, I haven't even thought about that. Yes. They did. Jimmy Ward was on the post-game show.
She slept in the Astrodome the night before.
She did, for old time's sake. Jimmy Ward was on the post-game show yesterday, and I got him scheduled for the post-game show after he got the pick six. You know, I was excited. I thought, all right, this is where it turns. They put these guys away. They're going to wither the better team. You needed to play from the defense. They got a field goal to actually go up 27-23, and now I'm like, all right, yeah, you just got to keep them out of the end zone. Just don't, if you don't give up any big 60-yard plays, you keep him out of the end zone. Literally 5 seconds after I said that, Okonkwo, or whatever his name is, goes tight end, goes 70 yards for a touchdown.
I was listening, it was a hodgepodge of watching on TV and listening on the radio yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was exactly my, I missed that play. I stepped back out from the bathroom and I hear Andre just flipping the hell out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what possibly could have happened that was so, that's
what
pretty
happened.
Bad.
Yep.
That's pretty bad. Henry Toto'o gets sucked up on the play action, as the Texans defenders tend to do.
Yeah.
And then the tight end catches the ball. And you know, there were a few Texans threw their bodies in that general direction, but generally uncontested into the end zone.
Yep. So Jimmy Ward, as soon as he got that pick six, I text Omar, who heads up PR for the Texans. I'm like, Jimmy's our guy. Let's get him on the post game. Yeah. And then the Texans lose. And in some ways, I was even more glad we got Jimmy Ward on the post game, because after a loss, you just never know with a player. Jimmy Ward, I knew we were going to get some unvarnished opinion on where this team is at right now. You know, he's honest to a fault, I would say, in interviews. And he did not disappoint. Here was Jimmy Ward wondering why the team plays and yesterday played down to its level of competition.
Starts from the top. Starts from captains. Starts from the vets. It's just got us. We got to play good. First of all, we got to play good, and then we got to start calling people out. We got to have our. That's just how it goes. We got to have our own only players meeting. We had a few of those already. Probably gonna have to have another one, and just, you know, try to see what's going on, man. Like, we can't. I feel like I don't like to say this, but we I feel like we play down to our competition at times. Like throughout this year, when I've been looking at it, it's like, oh, I don't know what it is. We've just been taking some of these guys lightly, especially in the first half. Well, no, take that back. It was the second half slump that we was doing over the last few weeks. But this week, it's like we woke up and it was the second half. Like we can't do that. That's losing football.
Okay, so I mean, he's saying something. When he said that, in my mind, I'm going, oh, you don't say. That game they played yesterday is the same game they've been playing for a year and a half now. It just happened to fall the other way this time, you know?
Yeah, you know what, Sean? I mean, in a lot of respects, we talked earlier about how, okay, this team clearly isn't ready for prime time in that when you get to the playoffs, hey, you're going to face a team that has good defensive linemen at some point.
Right.
Hey, you're going to face a quarterback that's better than Will Levis at some point. Like, these are the things you're not prepared for. And I think really the two biggest non-swarm performances that jump into my mind, if you had to ask me right now, as Jimmy Ward was talking, were the Jets game, where you showed up and weren't swarm-like in the second half. The offense was never swarm-like the entire game.
Yeah.
Or this game, where the defense shows up and they're incredibly non-swarm-like in the first half and then in doses in the second half. Okay, are you ready for prime time? Well, it seems like on a short week, y'all suck. Like, yo, a Thursday night game, we can't possibly play the Jets after only 4 days rest.
Yeah, and this was a short week, then, okay, too. Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me, and I was disgusted by it because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, they can't possibly just be looking like this because they're kind of out of sorts after a short week because of a Monday night game at home, right? That can't possibly be it.
Yeah.
And then that's what it looked like. So it's just, you add it to the list of things that this team's not ready for, and they're clearly not ready for prime time, playoff, et cetera, action.
Yep, no question. Here's one more from Jimmy Ward. Why, I asked him, I think we got the question in here with this, why does the foot come off the gas pedal with you guys?
Can you take us down onto the sideline at all or inside the huddle at all as to why sometimes the foot comes off the gas pedal a little bit maybe and these games end up being a little closer than they should be?
I really have no clue why we get comfortable and why we take our foot off the gas. Maybe we probably feel like a team is going to quit. Like for me, I don't stop. I don't necessarily. I know it's a four quarter game, so I can't speak on a team, and that's the thing that we got to figure out.
Yeah.
You know, we got to figure out like how can we play four quarters and finish a game.
The only thing I have to go on is what I observe the head coach say and what I see on the field. I'm not in the locker room. I've never been in the locker room, you know, like during the week. You're a former player. So I'm coming at this from the angle of somebody who is a fan of the team, a big fan of the team. Somebody who has, you know, like D'Amico, I've been in management positions before, having to get into the psyche of your people and things like that. All I see is a head coach who talks about how close these games are and how it comes down to a play here and a play there, comes down to a fourth quarter. You got to finish. These games are all close. It's an 8-8 league. It's hard to win in this league, all these things. And I feel like sometimes if that's what you say all the time, you speak things like this into existence. When you're not talking about dominating, and maybe they are behind the scenes. That's why I concede I'm only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But man, this D'Amico Ryan sure talks about a guy that the goal is just to be hanging in there in the fourth quarter, and then we got to go finish and make plays. And I don't know, man. They play like a team whose head coach says we want to be in there in the fourth. They games that they're up 20-3 on the Bills, I look at it, I go, well, this is going to be a close game in the fourth quarter because I feel like they've had it drilled into their heads how close all these games are in the NFL in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's tough because this game, let's say Kaimi Fairbairn pulls off the impossible and makes a 28-yard field goal.
Okay.
Let's say he pulls off the impossible.
30-30.
Miracles do happen. And it's a tie game, and then who knows what happens after that. I think we'd be having the same conversations after this, right? Because we've been having them all season long after wins. That whatever you want to call it, killer instinct, put your foot. This is the problem. They have the potential to do that defensively. They don't always live up to it, but they have the potential. they do not have that potential offensively. No. They are just simply not a good offense. They haven't been. CJ's been one of the worst quarterbacks in the league over the last six games.
Yep.
Like, they're not a good offense. So I don't know. I'm torn. I feel like, yes, there is a huge, not even a kernel, but a large nugget of truth given that the mentality and that part of it. But I don't know what you would do with that mentality.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I feel like you're walking around with a big old Colt 45, but no ammunition.
Right.
You know, like, yeah, look at me.
Yep.
I got a big swagger and like, oh, don't hit me. That's what the offense is right now. They're boys. It's boys versus men. You know?
Yeah.
That offensive line, they are little boys out there thrown into a frat party for the first time in their life. Yeah, the Titans' defensive line was basically forcing them to butt-chug beer all afternoon.
They're bad.
And now they've got alcohol poisoning in the hospital.
They're bad. Okay? They're bad. And you know what? Stop interviewing Titus Howard after these games. Just stop
interviewing. What did he say? I didn't even know what he said.
It's not like he just said, we got to figure out who we want to be over these next few weeks. Like, oh, okay, now you got to do that. All right.
I didn't realize you were having an existential crisis.
We got to figure out who we want to be. I don't need to hear from the people who are completely failing at their jobs talk about, like, we got to figure out who we got to be. You know, the guy who said they let the Jets game slip away. Like, it's just, I just don't, after a game like that, I just don't need to hear from him. I guess I can choose not to hit play.
That's
on the video, but I just see the video and I'm like, oh, I'm watching the replay of him trying to hand fight with Jeffrey Simmons or whoever was rushing from the outside. He looks like a little kid trying to swat flies. You know?
I'll go back to what I said at the beginning, which is that it drives me insane when a team loses and it's so easy for somebody to say, well, what did you expect to happen? Because everything I did, I did a little preview video since yesterday. I was just I barely knew that I was on planet Earth, but I put out like a 3-minute preview video. The video was almost dead on accurate, except that every single thing that I basically was saying, hey, the Texans need to do this, the Texans didn't do it.
Yeah.
And it starts with those interior defensive line. I thought, all right, Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat are a big headache and a big problem. Can you just adequately handle these guys? You don't have to beat them or dominate them or anything. Can you just look adequate versus them? And no, clearly they could not.
They could not.
I was foolish to even entertain it as a notion. I was just like, I'm as dumb could be, because it was like I had placed money on the sun not rising this morning.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh, that's somehow this absolute certainty, the Texans offensive line getting destroyed by Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat, somehow wasn't going to happen.
Right, right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They were literally, the Texans, literally up 7-0 18 seconds into the game. I mean, they spotted you. They spotted you a 7-point lead that the Titans
so,
did. Like the you
Texans
literally
are
started
so good in the first 3 plays of a game.
Yeah.
Going back to last year versus Indy.
Oh yeah. That's right.
And Nico, my God, how many times are we gonna? It's a crime.
Yeah.
It's a crime what they're doing to Nico.
The penalties you're talking
about?
You
just keep negating these huge Nico plays with idiotic penalties, procedural crap.
It's bad. They were up 7-0 18 seconds into the game. By the 11-minute mark of the second quarter, they're down 17-7. It's just, it's maddening.
Jimmy Ward, to his credit, brought it up unprompted, the big play that he let up early on.
He did.
Where he got pretty technical, but basically, he admitted he should have been driving to the post because he's not going to be able to keep up with that. That's not a physical issue. And I know, like, people get upset when they see, oh, why is the safety on this guy? Well, he's not manned up on him, but he should have anticipated the post coming over. And he talked about how it was good. Brandy loves Jimmy now because, like, right before that, I'd been talking about the difference between veteran players and young players is identifying the greatest threat. And Jimmy screwed up there. He didn't identify. He should have really realized, okay, that's my biggest threat right there. I got to drive to the post.
Yeah.
And he didn't do it. But there were other times in the game where the defensive line is the defensive tackles. There's times in that game with some of those traps, the trap for the touchdown. I was talking to Brandy during the game about that, about, like, you see these guys aren't, they're not identifying the greatest threat.
Yep.
And the defensive line is getting crushed on some of these plays where, yes, you are an upfield aggressive defense. There's a few little checks and balances to that. You got it. When you're a team where the defensive linemen just get upfield as fast as possible, there's a few little key indicators where you got to throttle it down a little bit. And these guys are blazingly unaware in those situations. Yeah. And the Titans were able to take advantage of it.
Big time. Big time. Text message.
Brazenly and blazingly.
5-hour energy fan line. If the Ravens lose tonight, all the teams who haven't had a bye week yet will be 7-5, besides the Colts, who are 5-7. Maybe fatigue is catching up with these teams. I don't want to make excuses for the Texans. I don't think the lack of a bye week yet is the reason why you don't know whether or not you want to punt or go for it on fourth down. I don't think it's the reason why you give up big chunk plays. I will say, in terms of maybe just the general wear and tear on the team, this week 14 bye week is for the birds. We need to get back next year to where the bye week is like week 7 or 8. You know what I mean?
I was a big bye week denier.
Yeah.
I did not want to acknowledge that it had anything to do with anything. I believed my own propaganda too long, and it's blown up in my face.
Yeah, it's a good text. It's not why they lost yesterday, but it's not something I want to experience again. Text message, 5-hour energy fan line. The Texans will finish 8-9. CJ's brain is fried. Management was slow to act in making O-line changes, specifically Kendrick Green. I think they mean Kenyon right there. And it cost us our second pick in the draft.
Kenyon, Kendrick, Juice Scruggs, whatever it might be, your left guards have been garbage.
Garbage.
You know, just absolute garbage. It's just it's unbelievable. This is the thing about the whole energy thing. You know what? This is the thing. It can be an explanation, but it's certainly not an excuse because of the same short week thing that we were talking about before. You know what? This is what's so un-D'Amico Ryan's like about this team. Okay, oh, you've got a short week. It's a Thursday night game. Oh, it's a short week. You had a Monday night game. Oh, the bye week is late. So what do? You just give into it. You know, you just give into it. And this is where, everybody, indulge me in being a grumpy old man a little bit. And I'll tell you, this is a sentiment that's also shared by some young people. When you're a team that jumps deep into the sports science, the rest and recovery, the GPS tells us this guy needs a break. Ooh, we're going to wait an extra week to let this guy come back. It invites softness into your organization. It invites softness. There's a certain hardness and toughness that comes from fighting through crap. This team's pointing to their damn GPS monitors. They might as well be. Oh, my legs don't feel ideal. My legs are not. Oh, they're not what they should. I feel they should be. Oh, maybe I. Yeah, no, no. Throw that. Throw the damn GPS monitors and your and the sports. At least half your sports scientists are too soft. Throw them out of the building. Kick them out. It's soft. This is a soft football team right now. Yeah. They are soft.
Yes.
As a team, they're soft. Your field goal kicker is soft. You can't make a 28-yard field goal?
That is a great take on the GPS and the sports science. That is phenomenal.
GPS screwed me twice this weekend. Once in a complicated interstate exchange and another time in the football game
on
Sunday.
Just a soft driver. I mean, that's the problem. You're soft. All right, let's get to headlines. I think we know how things went with the Texans yesterday. We'll get to the rest of the NFL. A little bit of Astros news, a little Rockets, a little college. We'll get to all of it coming up next.